Formosa is a small island, yet blessed with an array of natural wonder and splendor. From the north, ancient towns and aboriginal villages lie alongside towering mountains, beautiful waterfalls, and elaborate temples. The central region displays the full range of Formosa's spectacular beauty, the shining sea, roaring rivers, and emerald forests. Known as the island's cultural center, Southern Formosa still retains many of the traditions of the mainland immigrants when they first settled in this area. With tens of thousands of people practicing the Kuan Yin method, Formosa has gained international attention and respect for its economic independence and power. Diligent spiritual practice has brought their land abundant prosperity and development. Through the sincerity of the practitioners, Formosa enjoys the blessings and merits of a peaceful nation. In early 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai answered the sincere longing of our association members when she joined the festivities with honored guests and around 10,000 of our association members from around the world to celebrate the Lunar New Year of the Pig on February 18, 2007 in Formosa. On the same auspicious day, the Shining World Leadership Award ceremony was held and Supreme Master Ching Hai awarded the former President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos, President of the Gussie Peace Prize Foundation, Manuel L. Morato, and Senator Harrison Alvarez for their compassionate work for the Alaxes refugees in the Philippines. Following these celebrations, the international retreat took place where Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members meditated and prayed for peace throughout the world. On February 22, 2007, the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day was celebrated with great fanfare and beautiful performances. We now invite you to listen to a discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Heaven is Inside the Saints, in December 1992, in Shantimen, Formosa.
When we meditate, it's already a kind of rewarding. Because when we are able to sit, or when we really still desire to sit for wisdom, that is already a kind of reward, whether you get the experience or so-called experience or not. Because sometimes you're not able to touch it. The master take you up and then you're just sleeping. And then when you wake up, you say, I haven't seen nothing. Sometimes you sleep and you wake up and you see some light just still lingering there. Flashlight, you think because you sleep you have it. Or you wake up you have it. It's not true. It just came straight up, straight back from the light. So it just left something for you. Normally, then you, otherwise you don't know. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you have it just as a dream. Yeah? Sometimes you're sleeping and the mind doesn't know what the soul is doing. Yeah? So if the mind is alert also, it may record something in a lower level. Understand? And not always the mind have to know everything. Understand?
Yes.
I have told you already, you said the master knows everything and is omnipresent, but I don't know anything. The master knows, yes. I don't have to know. Understand?
Yes.
We become doing without doing. If I have to know everything, I'm too busy. Because I have to do 1,001 jobs at the same time. And you think the mind is capable to flush out 1,000 jobs at the same time to record to me? To report to so-called me? Yeah. I already have no me. We have no me. I told you already that we are only thoughts. The so-called me is only one thought after another. All garbage. All habit and all recorded information. It's no me, actually. Understand? Me is the awakened one, the witness, the one who see everything that we collect or we react, so-called react. There's a chain of action and reaction. And the one who knows that is a witness. It's not the action, or it's not the reaction, it's the witness. That's the we, that's the I. Yeah. But then we always mistake the witness for the event. Yeah. We are so attached to the event or the taste of all the things that we know, and then we think that's we. Yeah? Now I'm angry, now I'm happy, now I'm not. It's not true. It's just a reaction. Huh? It's not me who is angry. I'm witnessing the anger. I am seeing the dramas going on. Now it's funny, now it's miserable, but this is all. Just action and reaction in a stage, yeah? Now, so therefore, when we do some work for ourselves, we never think it's a big deal. If you put some food in your mouth, do you expect any reward?
No.
Yeah. Or when you wash your body, do you think you're fantastic?
No.
If you don't wash, you cannot bear. If you don't eat, you feel very weak and you cannot move, right?
Yes.
So eating itself is a kind of self-rewarding. Bathing itself is kind of self-rewarding. Similarly, doing any work for the master, for mankind, for fellow initiate or non-initiates, these are self-rewarding. Of course, when we do work for master, mean for mankind, huh? Because the master are mankind. He is not private person, he's a public instrument. Anybody can use it. You know it already. Yeah, to do any kind of job. Doesn't matter how humble or how great. You always let the master, tell the master do it, and the master would do it. Whether you see it or not. The master don't always have to report to you what the master does, no? Therefore, sometimes you know, you see it by your wisdom eye, sometimes you don't. Maybe your wisdom eye sleeps. Yeah, it happens like that, right? When your mother's cleaning, washing, cooking, and while you are sleeping, do you know anything?
No.
That doesn't mean the mother doesn't do the housework. Huh? And when you see your house is in order, neat and tidy, when you wake up, you know somebody has done something. And if no one else in the house, it must be the mother. Right? So, only master do everything. Who else is there? Understand? Who else is with you except the Supreme Power? Who does everything for you? And then you think you meditate, you sit, you eat vegetarian, you keep the precepts, etc. Actually, it's all the Master who does it. It is the Master who seek the Master. It's not you. Who is it that seek? Is all the thought that's jumping from one after the next, is that the one who seek the Master wisdom? No. It's the wisdom who knows that this is time to recognize itself. Understand? To appreciate its own power. Yeah. So if we still think we are doing something, we are seeking something, we are wrong. That's why we cannot mix with the Master. That's why we could not recognize who are we, who the Master is. The Master is ourselves. Yeah? Many times I have told the crew member that whatever you do is already self-rewarding because it is very rewarding, satisfactorily. Yes, because can you imagine the whole world? Nobody is doing this job. Only you are able to do it. You are serving the whole world. So isn't that a very honorable job? Yeah. To be able to have this kind of noble service is already fantastic. Yeah, that you're able to do it, that you have the chance to do it. Many other thousands, millions of people are not doing it. This isn't not fantastic?
Yes.
The job I'm doing is already rewarding. to see that you grow spiritually, virtually, and say intelligently, intelligent-wise, that you're capable within your own power to do things better than before, that you recognize your own ability, that you have more self-respect, self-reliance, that you walk very straight in life, understand? That you are able to face all kind of trouble and disaster and all kind of up and downs in life better than before, stronger than before. That is already a rewarding for me. Understand? Yes. And when you see, you come to see me and you sit there or you laugh or you lay down and you have experience or you don't have experience, you know you have it or you don't know you have it, to be here together is already self-rewarding. Only when we are too ignorant, we're too separated, that we do not know this. Understand? Yes. When we get together here, to be able to enjoy the atmosphere is already rewarding. Not because I offer you... Yes, yes, yes. It's true. Not because of singing that you're happy. Not because of the guitar here that you're happy. Because that you can have anywhere. But it's different. It's because of we are together that you are happy. Not because of the singing. Yes. We can sing or not sing. We can dance or not dance. We can do whatever together. Just because we are together that we are happy. Yes, yes. Because you feel more comfortable, more by yourself now that I'm with me, because I'm yourself. Understand?
Yes.
When you see me, you see more of yourself, because you could not be able to find more yourself in the other way. Therefore, you came to see me, just but temporarily enjoy yourself through borrowing. Or maybe you think you're borrowing, but actually, you know, it worked this way. That's all. It worked this way. Just like you can eat a pancake or anything outside, but your mother cooks, it's different. When you are with your mother, she cooks with love. Yeah? And when you see her, you feel happy, secured, comforted, beloved. So the cake tastes better. You could buy it elsewhere. So actually, when you come home and you still ask mother, cake? Only make me cake? Cake I had anywhere. I come home to see you, not for the cake. That we know, that we know. But if you are not able to enjoy the cake from your mother, that means you don't have love between each other. And then you cannot ask your mother, why I don't feel good here. Understand? It may be that you don't love your mother. Understand?
Yes.
Therefore, you pay attention to the cake. Yeah. And then you say the cake is no good or not good. Probably because mother and son or daughter has not a good rapport, never has had. Maybe the son has not get along well, got along well with the mother since long. Therefore, whatever she cooks, it doesn't taste anything. Understand? And then she starts keep asking for other things. Oh, why I don't have this? Why I don't have that? Understand? Because he's not satisfied. He doesn't love his mother. It's not the mother that he wanted. Understand? He just come by the way. Maybe duty, or maybe come along because everybody else come. So, therefore, of course, it's different. Understand?
Yeah.
So now we came together. These days you were very happy. You're happy with everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Just because we're happy with each other. I don't think the cakes here are better than the cake at your home. Mm. And I do not feel that the water here is better than your water tap. Yeah. Because you like it. because you are happy. So the water tastes sweet, and the lousy chapati becomes so delicious that you could not even buy it in Indian. The chapati I taught you is a kind of fancy chapati, understand? That you don't need pan or anything to cook. It's light to carry the net, you know? Many people can cook together. If you truly cook the Indian chapati, understand? Or maybe we have to have a very big pot, you know, and then we turn it upside down and everybody put one chapati on top. The way I invented it is more convenient. Mm. So you can call it... You can call it the supreme chapati. Or Qinghai chai, you know. The Indian tea also is not the true Indian tea. The Indian tea, we call it chai, has maybe a little bit more variety, more spicy and different in a way of preparation. But because we are in China and we are kind of gypsy folk, so I just teach you how to cook just very simple chapati and chai. Indian tea, they call it chai. Chai means milky tea that you drink these days. Yes, it might not taste as good as Indian chai, but we can call it Qinghai chai. But everything tastes as good when you're happy, when you open yourself and let the wisdom and grace flow to you, and you emerge together, and you become one with the Master. So everything Master does is fine because you feel fine, because you would do the same, or maybe you don't feel any obstacle at all. Everything flows just like the river in front of us. Yeah, so we're happy, everything goes smoothly, and we enjoy the 7 days like in heaven. So of course now you are reluctant to leave, but you're fully satisfied. You know the end has to come, right? It's just like you eat beautiful, delicious food. Even though you still think it's tasty, you know it's fantastic, but you know it's enough is enough. You don't feel like you have not satisfied yourself. Understand? Of course, the next day you will feel hungry again, but that's another thing. Right? Yeah. For now, you cannot complain that you're not fed enough. You understand? Fully satisfied until next day, yes. So we'll be together again next time. And this 7 day, fully charged, will give you a lot of energy to last for maybe 7 years. Yeah, of course. But you can be greedy and come back again. I wouldn't say anything about that. But even it will last for the whole lifetime. Understand? You remember it with full satisfaction and happiness. And then you can carry on in all kind of mundane tasks and you will not feel very bad. So the purpose of coming to retreat, to realize that you can be happy anywhere if we are together with our inner self. When you see the Master, it's easier. Of course, easier. Yeah? Many people go into better samadhi quicker when the Master is around. And that's as far as the saying goes. If you see your mother, understand? You already have enough. Yeah? Why do you ask for any other thing from the mother? Understand? Yes, yes. Yes. Except when you don't love the mother. Yeah? You are in a conflict with the mother because of some kind of misunderstanding or something. Yeah? There was a story in India. There was a king. He wanted to give all the treasure to his citizens. Whoever wants anything can take them. He just laid them all out. And then so he sat behind and seeing people come and enjoying themselves. Because he has no wife, no kids, no nothing. He only dedicated all his life for his people. And so he thought, what for does he have so much treasure? So he just give out whatever he has. Yeah. So he lay them all out, and people come and pick one by one. And there was one girl. She walked through all these treasures and to the back, and she say, "Are you also available?" She said to the king. Yes. And the king said, "Why? I give everything in front." He said, "No, I only want you." So the king was very happy to find a good wife. Yes, who wants nothing except him, the person. You can have a lot of experiences in different levels. But if you don't have the master inside, if you do not realize what the experiences are, just like tempting candies for children, so that they go and learn the true lessons of love. Understand?
Yes.
These are only fancy play toys, so that the children may grow and understand their real responsibility. The toys are there, but the love are not in the toy. The love is with the mother and with the father. Understand? Yes. Who bought the toys for you. You might have the toy or you might not have the toy. You might be able to play with the toy or you may not be able to play with the toys because of your physical weakness. But you must not forget the love from the parents. Yes. So similarly, we meditate and we might see experiences or we might see less experiences than our neighbor. But the love from the Father we should not forget. Love from the Father, security in the heart, and freedom in this life is what we want. All the experiences lead to that only. Understand?
Yes.
So it's not important. Understand?
Joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of Heaven is Inside the Saints. Up next, a new year in health and happiness. Helpful tips from Supreme Master Ching Hai on healthy living right after Noteworthy News. Please keep that dial here on Supreme Master Television. May your heart be filled with contentment and the joy of life.